Juneau Afternoon is made possible with support from Sentinel Coffee, serving Southeast with locally roasted organic coffee and door-to-door delivery. More at sentinelcoffee.com. Our first guests are here from UAS and UAF to talk about educational opportunities for people who are incarcerated. Shauna O'Sullivan, she's the UAS Development Officer. Welcome to the show, Shauna.
Thanks for having me.
And also Kendall Newman-Sadiq, she is a UAF Instructional Designer and Teacher. Welcome to the show, Kendall.
Yeah, thanks. I'm happy to be here.
It's nice to have you here. You want to set us up, Shauna? Let us know what's going on.
Well, we're here to talk about something that's kind of been building over years now, and this is a think tank that is going to happen this weekend surrounding programs for higher education in our prison systems here in Juneau and also kind of branching out throughout the state.
Okay. And Kendall, you've been associated with some educational programs in both Juneau and Fairbanks. Is that right?
Yeah. So the think tank this weekend is for the LION program. LION stands for Learning Inside Out Network. And it's a network of people, programs, and projects. And so the Flying University here in Juneau that you might have heard of is one of our programs. We've just started a women's writing workshop at Lemon Creek, another program. And then projects are more like a one-off thing that are good opportunities to include in what we do. And the think tank this weekend will gather people from all those programs and from both the Fairbanks, Juneau, and Anchorage communities all to think about creating more access to transformative education in the prison.
Is this think tank open to the public?
It is, yeah.
Okay.
So we've got a couple of events that have already filled up, but we've got a public event tomorrow, Friday afternoon from 4 to 6 at the Goldtown Nickelodeon Theater. We're going to screen three films. One is the Flying University documentary, and then two documentaries about programs in California and Oregon. And the leaders of those programs, we've actually flown up to town, and so they'll be there to talk about their programs as well.
Okay. So, Shauna, we've talked about the Flying University before here on the program. Saul Neely, who started the Flying University in town, has been on the show. And maybe we've touched on this, but why is UAS and why is UAF, why are we interested in teaching inside the prisons?
Well, you know, I think if you have heard from Saul, you know that it started long before Flying University. People have been volunteering within the community to just outreach to inmates and provide support through education, through reading groups and different things. And Saul started this project completely as a volunteer, just wanting to bring a human aspect to the lives of some of the people within the system. So he started a poetry writing course, and that was completely volunteer, and he built a small group of very strong support through volunteers, and his dream was that maybe one day it could be accredited. They could get credit for the courses that they did. He found that it was really inspirational. Some of these people were never introduced to higher education, didn't even consider it as an option, and found that this was something that they really could do. And It's like I said, it's a national movement, and it's been happening for years, and there are statistics that prove higher education, vocational training really does transform the lives, reduce the rate of reoffending, and so that's how it began. And now we've had private donors who are starting to want to contribute through the university, through the foundation, and that's where I come in.
And Kendall, have you had the chance to teach inside prisons, did I hear?
Yeah, so I've been I taught up in Fairbanks at the Fairbanks Correctional Center for 2 years before I moved down here, and I've been teaching down here for about a year.
And what do you teach down here?
I taught with Saul in the Flying University last semester. So just last year, last spring, students taking a Flying University course at the university were eligible to get credit for that course. So they were eligible to enroll as students. And because of the work that Shauna did, they were able to get scholarships to cover their enrollment in the course and get credit. And so I helped Saul teach a writing class. It's a lot of work to respond to student writing. So I did that with him in the fall. And then starting this spring, I'm working with sort of a collaborative of women in Juneau to teach a writing workshop for women in Lemon Creek.
Tell us about an experience or what's the scene like inside the prisons when you're teaching?
You know, you asked Shauna before, you know, why is UAS and UAF interested in this? And I think this kind of work renews the university's civic mission. And I think for instructors at the university, it renews a reason to be a teacher. It's a really powerful place to be and to teach. And I mean, we joke that like, we're better to be in the prison than in the classroom. Like a lot of, I think what I've heard many times from my students is when I'm in this classroom, I don't feel like I'm in jail anymore. And I think that's a really good reason to be there. And that's the feeling. It feels like one of the best classrooms I've ever been in, and I've been in education a while.
Among the speakers who will be part of the think tank is Marcos Galindo. Is that right?
Yes.
Can you tell us a little bit about him? And then we have a clip we should play.
Well, I think we both know – well, all three of us know Marcos. I met him through our scholarship program, and he just had this really engaging, charismatic personality. And so he has this amazing story about growing up in central Los Angeles and getting pulled into gang activity, coming up here to get out of that scene. He ended up finding higher education through the Flying University, and he graduated. He started in Lemon Creek and ended up finding this group of supporters and continuing that education. So he's completed his BA. He's actually coming back, and Alaska Airlines has sponsored a voucher to bring him back because he is such an example of how higher education can really change people's lives.
All right. He's
coming out of that system. Shall
we hear from him?
Yeah, let's hear from him.
50 students who began taking classes on the inside. They're now four of about a dozen former inmates enrolled at UAS. Galindo is one of the Flying University's original students.
Things were going good. You know, somebody called me a wetback and I beat the brakes off of them, which now I know because I could think critically that that's not the way you approach racism. So I wish I'd known that then. But it did set me on the path, right? I got to meet Saul, right? So not only I would have been in school, but it would have been a lot harder, right? Saul put this whole thing in motion. This whole Flying University thing wouldn't exist without Saul, right? None of this would have existed without Saul, because he paved this path of a fellowship, you know, through education, right? It's not based on anything. It's based on education. Like, here, we're going to read some cool stuff, and we're going to talk about it. So if it probably wasn't without him, I'd probably be selling heroin. I'll be honest with you. I'd probably be coming to school and doing bad things and try to come to school, go back to prison, go back to California, doing life, probably dead, who knows. A lot of bad things, evilness, if it wasn't for the Flying University.
The Flying University.
Yeah, and now Marcos, he's still pursuing his education. He's working on getting a master's. His dream is to get his a PhD. And he served as a Ted Stevens legislative intern through our internship program, is passionate about politics and, representing Chicano communities. So he's just one of a growing handful of success stories from the program.
And he will be a part of this think tank that starts tomorrow. And you're going to screen Flying University tomorrow, is that right?
Mm-hmm. Tomorrow, 4 o'clock.
And that's at the Goldtown Theater downtown?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and then our other big public event is on Sunday morning at 10 to 12, 10 a.m. to noon at UAS. We're going to have a panel discussion and community dialogue. And that'll include Marcos, and it'll include Amy Jangochian from the Prison University Project in California, and Steve Shankman from University of Oregon. They're our guest speakers.
Okay. I will link to all of this at ktoo.org/JunoAfternoon for more information. It's been great talking to both of you. What else should we let our listeners know today?
Well, if you have a passion for changing lives, reducing the population in our prisons and increasing the quality of life for everyone, you can contribute to these scholarships. Any amount that you're able to do, you can actually text to give now. So text the word flying to 41444, and that will go directly to student scholarships support. So we make sure they have pencils and paper, and yeah, you can make a difference.
How do we do that again?
So text to give, it's new. I tried it. It's pretty cool. Text the word flying.
Okay.
So you type in flying, text message, and the number you text is 41444.
Okay.
Or you can go to the UAS website and just say, type in give now, and we can you can give online.
Okay. And if you want to get involved in a different way and you want to become a teacher and work directly and become part of this think tank to develop more solutions here, come this weekend. And we've got a website. It's lion.open.uaf.edu. And there's more information about all the weekend's events, and there's a contact section. And I'm still looking for teachers for my women's writing workshop. So if you want to get involved in that way, we'd love to hear from you.
Okay, that's Kendall Newman Sadiq. She's a UAF instructional designer, a teacher, and is a big part of teaching inside prisons here in the state of Alaska. You can contact her to teach yourself. I will put links to everything that we mentioned today up on our website, so you can check that out. We've also been speaking with Shauna O'Sullivan, UAS Development Officer. It's been a pleasure, you two. Anything else?
Thanks. If you want to meet Marcos, he'll be here tomorrow for this event.
So. Yeah, 4 to 6 at the Gold Town. And then again, Sunday, 10 to noon at UAS.
Sunday, 10 to noon. And if you want to get deep into the conversations, we'll be doing it all day Saturday. So look on the website.
Got it. And where at UAS will you be?
The Glacier View Room.
Okay. Thanks, you two.
Thanks so much,
thanks.
Scott.
I hear the train a-comin', it's rollin' around the bend, and I ain't seen the sunshine since I don't know when. I'm stuck in Folsom Prison, and time keeps dragging on.